It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, good day to all of you today, because we're talking about something that's so important. We're talking about breast cancer. It is the second leading cause of cancer death in women. Lung cancer is first. We talked about lung cancer before, but it's a really, really important topic. We're going to be discussing it today, and we're going to take the fear out of mammograms. So if you have a whole thing about getting your boobs squished, we're going to take that fear away, because we're going to take all the mystery out of it and talk a little bit about it.
Is boob squishing a medical term?
Yes. That's what the women call it. Or crushing of the tatas. I mean, I've heard it all. But, you know, I do know that most women don't like to go get it done. So we're going to kind of talk about that and why you should, and kind of really hone in on what that experience is like, or what it should be like.
And, you know, the guidelines for screening for breast cancer, frankly, are rather confusing. Recently, the U.S. Periodic Task Force tried to eliminate mammography till age 50. There was a great uprising over that. So it can be very confusing what to do in terms of screening.
Well, and there's, like you alluded to, there's lots of guidelines, and then there's variations among countries. So if you look here in the United States, one set of guidelines, Western Europe has a different set of guidelines, may vary based on the populations. So we'll try to straighten it out for you.
Yeah.
I think one of the most confusing concepts, which has come up not only with breast cancer but with prostate cancer, is the idea that some cancers are tiny and people can live with them, and they're not going, those cancers won't kill people. I don't know what you think, Mark, but the way I see it is, well, we don't know which cancer is going to kill people and which ones won't.
At this point, not maybe as specifically as we should, but I mean, as things move on with genetic testing on these tumors, or, you know, you find that cancer maybe doesn't need standardized modalities, you know, chemo, radiation, et cetera, but there'll be, you know, alternative therapies that allow one's body, you know, one is, we know melanoma, one of the treatments for it is, you know, they take your tumor and make a vaccine. So they vaccinate you against your own cancer, right?
Right. And I think one of the arguments against mammography is that, well, we find these small spots. Some of these spots will be cancer, but, you know, the cancer may not amount to a hill of beans, but you really don't know. My point of view is to do the mammography. If there is a spot, check it out. And you're right, with genetic testing, we'll be able to do genetic testing on these spots. And maybe one day very soon we'll be able to know which ones we can ignore and which ones we need to act on.
Well, not just the spots, the patients. So, I mean, there are patients that probably should not be subjected to ionizing radiation and have mammography done. And the problem is we can't identify those specifically, versus there may be others that need to start their mammography earlier in life. And so you'll have very much individualized guidelines rather than these broad guidelines that says, you know, at age such and such, you start doing this test.
Yeah, but we can't ignore the statistics. I mean, if you think about, you know, women are dying of breast cancer. 1 in 36 are going to die of breast cancer. But then you look at the other statistics where, you know, from 1989 until now, we're seeing a huge decline in those deaths. And they're attributing that to awareness and to screening and to, you know, educating ourselves. So just as we always do on this show, we're going to bring you as much education about this topic as we can. We want you to share that information with your loved ones. You know, maybe you are a male listening. We can touch on male breast cancer, but this also may be something that your spouse or your mother or mother-in-law needs to hear. Remember, this show and all of our shows are on iTunes, and they can be listened to for free as a podcast. And you can just go to StayYoungAmerica.com, and you can download them there from there. Is that a sentence?
You know, I'm going to use an example. In the United Kingdom recently, they said that if you had any valvular heart disease and you had dental work, you don't need any prophylactic antibiotics. They said, you know, there aren't studies to show that. Well, they stopped them, and boom, the incidence of infected hearts went dramatically high. And it's sad that sometimes things that are so obvious and common sense aren't listened to. They go by the boards by saying, well, there aren't studies to prove this, there aren't studies to disprove it either. They stop things and things get much worse. And I think that's what would happen if we restricted mammography. I think we'd see much worse results.
All right, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is part of the show where we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it just finally made the news because we've been talking about it for a long time. In this particular one, though, this makes a lot of sense. We've been talking about probiotics a lot on the show, and some of the information that we learned when we were at a recent anti-aging symposium, but this is good stuff. Out of Harvard School of Public Health, they found that consuming one 28-gram serving of yogurt a day is associated with an 18% you can lower your risk of type 2 diabetes. And, you know, I mean, hey, that's huge. I mean, when you think about diabetes and you think about all the things we try to do to, to keep those numbers down, but also to reverse it, this is something that is so simple.
And there have been other studies showing if you get normal bacteria in your intestine and stomach, which is basically what probiotics are, some people lose weight. Having abnormal bacteria definitely allows abnormal proteins to be absorbed into the body that can and are linked to different diseases. So it's so simple. Take a probiotic a day or eat yogurt every day.
Or just pick a hot dog up off the ground and you can eat it too.
So gross.
Quit using so many.
And Dr. Anderson's kidding on the hot dog. You can get parasites too.
Don't write in. Don't tell us that we're telling you to eat off the ground. Please, folks.
Well, we are. I mean, ironically, some of these meds and stuff they develop are from the fungi. Metformin is from a fungus that grows in dirt. So if you eat dirt, you get metformin.
You also get dog feces and roundworms and other horrible things.
Yeah. Hey, you can lose weight with roundworms.
You lose weight. They may have a symbiotic relationship. You never know.
Hey, just for our listeners, the important thing to remember here, this is not about milk or cheese. So it's not just, hey, I ate my ice cream today. This is talking about yogurt. So other dairy products don't have the probiotics in it. So this study was very specific to yogurt. So get your yogurt a day and keep your diabetes away.
Sugar-free yogurt.
No artificial sweeteners.
Just plain yogurt.
Yeah, unsweetened. So read those packages, folks. All right, so we want to tell everybody, be sure to go to Facebook. You can find us under the Stay Young Media Group. And also that website, stayyoungamerica.com. And this phone number, you're going to need it. Coming up, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hey, everyone. This is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today. 817-552-4300.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam complete with hormone evaluation.
and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas concierge programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, so coming up, we've got a very special guest with us. He's a VP from Solis Mammography. He's been with mammography for a long time, and he's going to help us take the mystery out of that whole thing we all hate to do. Girls, I'm talking to you, talking about putting your breast inside that very cold machine, squashing it, and learning if you have an issue or don't have an issue. You're going to either find out what you need to do or get peace of mind. But we're going to talk about that. Mammography. That's what we're talking about. And we're going to be really real about it. But, you know, I just wanted to point out, too, that we're going to talk about the types. And that's an important thing. So stay tuned for that.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, today's Immortal Minute, we're getting back to talking about how religion may play a role in longevity. So we talked at some point in the past about those who attend church on a regular basis have a 20% lower mortality in any given year. A new study that was published out of Princeton University kind of debunks that to some degree, and it doesn't show so much that those who attend on a regular basis, that initial study was done out of the Women's Health Initiative, by the way, but that those who have a higher degree of spirituality may actually compensate that. Actually, some countries that have a lower incidence of religion actually have greater longevity, but that may be due to they tend to have higher spirituality and better overall health. So still to be determined.
You know, I've got 2 cents to put in about that. And, you know, I don't want to offend anybody out there. But when they first looked at this, they looked at religion, but they also looked at meditation, right? So we have a lot of churches now that are playing loud music. There's no quietness. There's no meditation. I'm wondering if maybe that's the change. Anybody want to weigh in?
Well, meditation is certainly very relaxing, but it's one thing to go to church. It's another thing to practice the religion. So, people that have quiet time that meditate or pray, I mean, praying can simulate the brain waves that you get from meditation. But also in following different tenets of different religions, if it keeps you calmer, less stressed, you're going to live longer. And interestingly, different religions have various times of fasting. You know, Muslims have Ramadan. Mormons fast the first Sunday of each month. And other religions have fasting periods. And we know caloric restriction over the age of 40 lengthens life and affects the telomeres well.
Well, and we'll break it down on a cost basis. So, exercising will add 2 to 3 years to your life, and it actually is the most cost efficient. Going to church has cost because you're going to spend money to do that, and it comes in second. Statin drugs comes in third as being cost efficient. So you're still better off exercising.
Take your statin, run to church, and pray. And you're
gonna
That's
live a
it. Long time.
Do all three.
All right, let's get to the meat of today's show, and that is we're talking about mammography. We have a very special guest in with us, Greg Scott. He's a VP at Solis Mammography, and I want to give a shout out to Solis Mammography because they now are the people we use, our go-to mammography place for Executive Medicine of America, because we know what they're doing. We're going to talk about some of those different types of mammograms you can have, but we're really pleased, and we're really pleased to have you here in the station with us, Greg.
Well, thank you so much, Judy. It's great to be here, and I'm so thrilled to be here because staying young, your focus on wellness is where we want to put mammography. As opposed to something that women dread, women fear, women just hate to do. I'd like to make it more. We're trying to change the dialogue around mammography as a healthy lifestyle choice that will give them options.
Now, Greg, a question. That cold mammography machine, is there any way to warm it up? Can you put a heater on that or something?
Well, you know, that's a great question. We did a considerable amount of research with women, and we've been doing mammography for 25 years in the Metroplex and around the country. There's no way to warm the machine yet until the manufacturer decides that he's going to take the paddles or they're going to take the paddles.
Who do I write?
That would be Hologic, would be the company. But okay, folks,
we're going to send around something you can sign. We're going to petition for boob warmers.
But the other thing is we're trying to make the centers as warm as possible because the number one factor when we asked women about their ideal mammography experience, the first thing every one of them said was, I want it to be warm.
Yeah. It's always freezing inside those places. Not yours, but, you know, I've obviously as a woman had experience elsewhere in the
past. Recognizing that most of these women are having hot flashes and now you're jacking with a thermostat.
Hey, you know what? Not all women.
I'm not going
near
Dr. Anderson.
If they're on hormone therapy, they're not having hot flashes. Bioidentical hormone therapy. Let me point that out. Okay. So I love that you're looking at this as a new way instead of, you know, the fear factor. This is part of your physical. And we tell women, you know what? You're coming in for your physical. Good. We need to make sure we schedule your mammogram. And it should be part of that same day.
And let me tell you how we can change that. A lot of women don't want to go get their mammogram because they don't want to go someplace to see if they have cancer.
Yeah. It's the ostrich syndrome.
If you really talk to our radiologists who do this every day, they're not looking for the needle in the haystack. They're looking to make sure the needle is not there. Mm-hmm. You're going to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
If you think about going to get a mammogram, I just want to check to make sure I'm okay as opposed to I'm going to see if I have cancer.
Right.
It takes a lot of that fear and a lot of just that anxiety away from the procedure.
Yeah, and I love that. I think that is so good. So let's talk about when women should start getting mammograms and how often they should get them. Because, you know, we talked a minute ago that there seems to be some gray information out there. Some people say this, some people say that. But let's talk about those guidelines.
Okay. There are really two sets of guidelines, the American Cancer Society and the College of Obstetrics and Gynecology say you should start at 40 and have one every year.
Mm-hmm.
The Prevention Task Force for Screening says start at 50, as Dr. Gammon said, and every 2 years. We don't at Solis have a stance. We believe that it's up to a woman and her physician to when she should start and how often.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more important as someone who whose business is mammography that we do not take a stance.
Right.
We want to make sure that women, when they decide with their physician to pull that trigger, that there's a really nice place to go, that they'll have a good experience and great results. But this is really a decision that has to be made between woman, physician. Some physicians may want their patients to start younger.
Mm-hmm.
Some, they may look at family history, other risk factors. The doctors and the patient know themselves better than we will ever know them. So we really want to make sure that that doctor-patient connection is there in the mammography decision process.
Yeah, I think we've run into this kind of thing with other things. I want the docs here to weigh in, where you put a number on it and people say, oh, I don't need to get that yet. I'm not this age. So maybe they're not getting a colonoscopy or a mammogram or a PSA, or they're not getting things they need because there's this fake number to it. And they don't make it into their doctor because they think it's age associated.
Yeah, I think in the future, this age guideline is going to go away as we get personalized individual medicine, often based on genetic coding, and which is right around the corner. I think that'll change everything. I'll just quickly mention at the other end, when do women stop having mammography? Some authorities think at age 75, Medicare pays for it until the day you die. So it's confusing because women over 80 have a much higher incidence of breast cancer, but some authorities say, well, don't bother because they're not going to live long. Well, that's strange because if you're going to have cancer, you're not going to live long. It sort of seems self-fulfilling.
I wish I would have brought this study in because I just read a study that came out, I believe, within the last couple of days or weeks, and it actually said, you know, we're actually thinking that people over 70 should be getting their mammograms. We're seeing some benefit. So I think that that's really interesting that even the studies are coming out and then contradicting themselves. So, you know, and then one last thing before we go to break, I want to be sure that we talk about, and that is, what do you think, Greg, every woman should know? So the doctor says you need to get a mammogram. What should they know before they ever get to you?
The first thing a woman should know before she goes any place for a mammogram is who is the radiologist that will be interpreting the study.
Oh, so true.
Which radiologist will be looking at it? What are their qualifications? There are radiologists who specialize only in breast imaging and mammography. And I will tell you, all the research basically states, it's not about the technology in mammography. There is technology that can help, but the technology is only made better by the physician, the radiologist who happens to be reading the study, and that's based on volume, the volume that they do, the experience that they do. You know, in Europe, you can't read a mammogram unless you've read 5,000 a year, unless you read 5,000 a year.
Wow.
And
that's good.
And
that's
in the United States, the number is 980 every 2 years.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So the most important thing a woman can know, and it's on the websites, and I'm not just talking about Solis, I'm talking about anytime any woman goes anywhere for a mammogram, she should know who the physician is that's going to be reading that mammogram.
Hey, what's the website to Solis where if people are listening all over, they can find out if there's a center near them?
www.solismammo.com.
Okay, so don't go away. When we get back, we're going to be talking about 3D mammography. That's right, it's changing the game.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many doctors are quick to prescribe medication like antidepressants or sleeping aids, a band-aid that covers up the underlying problem. Micronutrient deficiencies account for many symptoms that are often missed. You deserve answers, and you deserve the right path back to health. Schedule your micronutrient testing at EM Texas or call 1-800-910-EXEC. It doesn't matter where you live. As long as it's in the U.S., a kit can be shipped to you. So call 1-800-910-3932 or visit us at emtexas.com.
When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. StayYoungSkin.com, 800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at StayYoungSkin.com or call 800-910-3932. StayYoungSkin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
We all know that sexy begins with a youthful glow. As we age, our hair, skin, and nails need a little more help. If you've lost that youthful beauty, it's time to try Ultra Sexy Hair, Skin, and Nails. As part of the Stay Young vitamin line, you can be assured that all of our supplements have only the purest of ingredients. Doctor recommended Ultra Sexy Hair, Skin, and Nails is available at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 800-910-3932. Order online at StayYoungVitamins.com.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the Yearly Concierge Package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, so today we're talking about mammography, very important. So even if you are a guy listening, this is important. You need to know this information because even if you're not married now, you will be someday. And you got a mother, you got a mother-in-law. And we haven't done this, but I really think we should really spend at least a minute or two on man boobs, for lack of a better term. Yes, that is medical terminology, but I think we should talk about it just for a minute. But before we do, I want to give a shout out to our military. You know, we love you guys and gals. We are so excited that you listen all over the world. We can see those downloads on iTunes and we can see where you're listening from. And, you know, we just love bringing you a little taste of home and a little bit of information on how you can stay younger and stay healthier. So, all right, before we move on to 3D mammography, let's just weigh in on male breast cancer and male mammograms. And Greg, let me ask you before the doctors start talking about this. Do you guys do mammograms on men?
We most certainly do.
Yeah, I thought so. So the number one reason men get big breasts is a hormone imbalance. Basically, they get too much estrogen.
Right, but just to be clear, having gynecomastia or breast development does not increase a man's risk for breast cancer. And just to allay the fears, the risk of male breast cancer, and you can correct me, Greg, it's what, like 1,500 cases in the United States a year?
Yes, it's very, very small.
I mean, it's negligible. So there are no screening guidelines for men. You know, I tell them I've got one patient that is a male breast cancer survivor. The odds of me seeing another one in the rest of my years of practicing is nil.
Right. But if there's a guy out there and he feels some kind of weird – lump.
They come in oftentimes, and it's older guys, and it's young males as they're going through puberty. They'll have the tender lump underneath their nipple or areola, and it's gynecomastia. And so, you know, you palpate it. Oftentimes, you know, especially if it's an older guy, you might need to order a mammogram just to confirm that it's not breast cancer. But that's due to hormones, and so then we can address that and help cool it off. So it's an easy fix. You put them on a little estrogen blocker. On the older guys, the young kids, you just have to reassure them that it'll go away usually on its own.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about 3D mammography, because this is changing the game.
Yes, it is.
I mean, and you guys do it, and I think that's part of the reason when, you know, we were really adjusting what we do at Executive Medicine America, and we were saying, you know, we want to really partner with someone on mammography that is really ahead of the time. You know, they really know what's going on. This was definitely one of the things that tipped us over the edge. You were doing 3D mammography. So let's talk about that. What are the advantages of it? What is it?
Well, 3D mammography is a technique whereby normally when the breast is compressed, and the reason you compress the breast is so that the radiologist can see better through the breast. Remember, you're taking an X-ray of the breast, and so there's fibrocystic tissue in there, which it's hard to see through, and there's fatty tissue, which is easy to see through. So the job is to see all the way through the breast, so you can compress the breast. The other way you can do it with 3D is you're actually taking you're taking that image and turning it into the pages of a book.
Yeah.
So rather than having to look at all the words through clear pages, you're taking page by page by page by page, so that the physician can then see behind that other tissue.
Yeah.
Where otherwise he or she may not be able to do that, and that's why it reduces the recall rate.
I heard a great analogy that it's like when you have a loaf of bread, and you can look at that loaf of bread, and it looks like a solid loaf of bread, but if you take it piece by piece, you can see where the holes are, where, you know, you can really see that loaf
that's
of bread,
right,
slice by slice, and that's really what 3D mammography does.
Absolutely.
Now, is there more radiation with 3D mammography?
There is more radiation. It's a little less than twice a normal mammogram, still within the MQSA guidelines for radiation. It's about the same amount of radiation that you get flying from coast to coast in an airplane.
Yeah.
And actually, there's some new software that's coming out in the not-too-distant future that will it's going to reduce the radiation, because with 3D, you have to take a 2D image first, and then you do your 3D sweep. So that's why it's almost twice as much radiation. The software, you'll just have to do the 3D swipe, and they'll be able to reconstruct the 2D image into that. So
yeah,
it'll be the same as a regular mammogram.
Oh, that's awesome.
The other gigantic advantage, so the real advantage, I believe, for women with 3D, besides the fact that it finds lesions earlier, is that it dramatically reduces the recall rate.
Yeah, so let's talk about recall, because I've had a recall, and let me tell you, that's a terrifying thing to go through.
They're a terrible thing, but here's what I want every woman who's listening to understand. If you get recalled, it does not mean you have cancer.
Yeah, but if you're the woman, that's what you
yes.
think. And usually you get somebody who just happens to call and go, we need to see you again.
Yes.
The radiologist has requested it. What? You know, and then they can't answer the questions. You're like, what? But that doesn't happen with you guys. So anyways, go on.
It's rarely handled well, okay? But I want women to understand that most recalls, most women who get recalled back for additional imaging, it's because the physician, the radiologist, didn't see something, not because they did. This is especially true with women with dense breast tissue, which has become a topic. There's laws that we have to inform women if they have dense breast tissue. So the breast is very difficult to see all the way through. So there may be spots that the physician cannot see, and so they will recall a woman to do what are called spots and mags, where they just focus on that particular area that they could not see. And that's often why women will get recalled. The physician may also see something that they don't know whether it is a cancer or whether it's just cystic.
Mm-hmm.
So they get called back because, again, they will take a closer look at that particular spot to find out whether that woman needs to go on to perhaps biopsy or whether they can just let her go and say, you're fine.
Well, comparing, I have a question for you. Have they studied, you know, you say with better radiologists, are the recalls rates different from facility to facility? And does that have to do with the interpreting radiology?
Yes. And all the studies say so. Recall rate, and actually with 3D mammography, the recall rate should be run right around somewhere between 7% and 9%.
Which is pretty low.
Of screens, which is low.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen recall rates as high as 25% in different
wow.
facilities.
That's crazy.
And normally, because it's has a lot to do with the fact that there are good radiologists out there who are just don't have as much confidence as others do when reading mammography.
Right.
And so they err on the side of caution.
And computer-assisted diagnostics has helped reduce that rate?
Yes. Yes, it has. And computer-assisted diagnostics has been around for a while. And so that probably and almost everyone uses computer-assisted diagnostics now. So the real determining factor in recall rate is the radiologist.
Yeah. So there was a study out of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. They looked at 450,000 women, and they found that 3D mammography detects more invasive cancers, and it reduces that callback. So it's not just you saying that. I mean, there's a study of, you know, basically half yes. a million women, and it's saying, yeah, look, we know that this is good, and we know it's a much better option.
It's a great study. The only umbrage I take with that study at all is that it doesn't find more cancers. It finds them earlier.
Oh.
Breast cancer is 100% detectable.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Wow.
What you need to know is that it found those cancers earlier than they would have been found otherwise.
So they would have eventually, but maybe
yes.
it was too late.
Cancer is 100, yeah. Breast cancer is 100% detectable.
Yes, kind of like what you were talking about with colon cancer. I mean, it's all about these screenings. But before we close, I want to talk about the cost. Some people say, oh, I can't afford a mammogram. But let's talk about that. You know, regular screening. And I know it's different where you go, but let's just talk about basically with Solis, because those are numbers you know.
Sure. Well, first of all, let me say that the Affordable Care Act provides that women who have insurance can get their mammogram. It is a covered benefit, no copay, regardless of deductible. So if you have insurance, there might be 1% of the insurance companies out there that don't cover it because they were grandfathered in. If you have insurance, your screening mammogram is covered.
What about the 3D? That's an upcharge, right?
It's an upcharge now. Probably after the first of the year will not be. It has gotten a code. So starting in January, it's going to have a code and will be treated as a regular screening mammogram.
Okay, that's good.
If a woman is going to be a cash pay, we have a screening mammogram is probably going to run anywhere between if she has insurance, she can come in and get a cash pay and she can pay about $120 for it. And that includes both the technical and the professional fee. For women who are uninsured, we do screening mammograms for $99.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And then diagnostic mammograms normally run at about $160 for a diagnostic mammogram. Ultrasound goes up from there.
Yeah.
And on and on.
But you know, if you look at the cost of dealing with late stage breast cancer, folks, it's a whole lot more now. Okay, let's give out that website because we got to go to break.
www.solismammo.com.
Okay, that's great. Hey, make sure you write down this number, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need that for the upcoming Dementia Defender, your chance to win a free copy of the book. But also, don't forget to go to the podcast, free podcast, on iTunes. You can find that link on stayyoungamerica.com.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
We all know that sexy begins with a youthful glow. As we age, our hair, skin, and nails need a little more help. If you've lost that youthful beauty, it's time to try Ultra Sexy Hair, Skin, and Nails. As part of the Stay Young Vitamin line, you can be assured that all of our supplements have only the purest of ingredients. Doctor recommended Ultra Sexy Hair, Skin, and Nails is available at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 800-910-3932. Order online at StayYoungVitamins.com.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Hey, everyone. This is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body. And do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right. Welcome back to the show. We've been talking about mammography, and we've been talking about breast cancer and all kinds of great, interesting stuff. I want to make sure you have the number 844-WELL-100 because you're going to need that coming up for the Dementia Defender. That's 844-WELL-100. That's your chance to win a free copy of the book, but you got to get the riddle right. You can't just call me and say, I want that book. You got to play along.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, today we have Alyssa Campbell. She's actually from Salisbury, Massachusetts. Welcome to the show, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you're kind of an interesting gal because People Magazine had you in as one of their real beauties of the 50-plus category. So tell me real quick before we start asking you questions, tell me a little bit about how you got nominated for that.
Well, basically, my husband actually submitted a photo unbeknownst to me in this contest. It was Real Beauties at Every Age. It was something People Magazine's done for the last couple of years. And all of a sudden, I guess I was getting votes, and next thing I know, People Magazine told me I was a winner in the category, and I was going to be featured in their Most Beautiful issue, which comes out once a year, usually of famous people.
Well, now you're famous because I know you've been on a lot of different shows. Okay, so let's see if you have brains to go along with that beauty. Are you ready? We're going to play
We can only hope.
We're going to play some medical trivia. Okay, the doctors are going to give you a couple questions and give your best shot at it. Here's your chance to win a free bottle of resveratrol from Stay Young Vitamin line. For our listeners, it's stayyoungvitamins.com where you can get that resveratrol. And if you're really smart, we'll send you some Lifeline stem cell cream. Great stuff. Sounds like you're already a big beauty, so this could only enhance your already beautiful face.
Well, thank you.
All right, Alyssa, since you fell into the more mature category with your beauty, I'm going to give you one that an older person might know, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, what infectious disease in 1979 was declared to be eradicated? And you probably have a little scar on one of your shoulders to prove it.
That would probably be smallpox.
That's correct.
Very good.
All right. Nice. Let's see if you can get another one right. If you can get another one right, we're going to give you some resveratrol. Let's go.
Okay. Who was the American doctor who developed a vaccine against polio?
Tick-tock. I was going to say Louis Pasteur, but he's not American, and that's not that was something else. Penicillin, maybe.
No, think about when your kids went and got the blank vaccine when they were going to the doctor. They don't call it that now, but they did.
Polio vaccine. I am so sorry. I am not.
You got electrocuted. Okay. It was Dr. Salk, the Salk vaccine.
Jonas Salk. So,
yes.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's
all right.
Good.
Let's do one more.
All right, a little anatomy. Where are the metatarsals located in your body? Yep, metacarpals and metatarsals.
Oh, my goodness. Bones. I'm going to say metatarsals are your feet.
Yes,
yeah.
Very good.
Nice.
Excellent.
Okay, you just got some resveratrol. So resveratrol is really, really good for
we shouldn't give her a lifeline because she doesn't need it.
So, they're looking at your picture. They Googled you.
It's going to be wasted on her.
Oh.
Do you have a sister or something who didn't do as well genetically?
You know, I could swear.
Sister-in-law, maybe.
I could swear I've seen you in a Cialis commercial, you know?
Oh, that's pretty funny. Not Cialis, no.
Okay, scurvy. Scurvy. Pirates would have scurvy. It's a deficiency of what vitamin? Scurvy.
Vitamin C.
That's nice. Right. Very good.
All right. Here we go.
All right, you're doing fantastic. Let me see which one we have. Oh, okay, a little bit harder here on the last one. So lipase is an enzyme that breaks down what in our digestive tract? Lipase.
Oh, my goodness. Lipase.
Women in Hollywood go get something sucked out.
Oh, my goodness. Cellulite?
Close. Lipase breaks down fat.
We'll give it to
Very
you.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay, so you want me to send her some Lifeline?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, I am going to send you some Lifeline, Alyssa, and we're also going to send you some resveratrol. For our listeners who weren't playing along, you can go to stayyoungvitamins.com or stayyoungskin.com and find these products there. But you're fun. I'm glad we had you on the show, Alyssa. Thank you for playing.
Thank you all very much.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, she was fun.
She was.
See, I know I'm cracking up. You guys Googled her picture. I mean, it's like you got a new over 50 pinup over there. She's pretty. She really is pretty. But, you know, let's talk about your week. Did you have any interesting, any cases, anything kind of new or fascinating that happened to you?
It's been a short week.
Yeah, that's true.
So, not really. I mean, we had, some of this has been infectious disease things kind of going around here recently. So, you know, talks, we've had the Ebola stuff and not that it
affected. Not that we've been seeing Ebola.
No, but it piqued everybody's interest. Yeah. And then, you know, cold and flu season's coming up and, you know, people worried about how they're going to prevent that and getting vaccinated, et cetera. So.
Well, my comment is we're doing a lot of urine drug screens now and for people getting prescriptions for controlled substances. It's now a routine. I think it's a routine in many places. I'm just absolutely blown away by how many people smoke marijuana in states where it's not legal. I mean, it's dumbfounding, really.
Yeah.
Just amazing. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's illegal, and it's just interesting. From a doctor point of view, that means that I'm treating a lot of people for a variety of conditions. Could be heart, lungs, respiratory illness. Unbeknownst to me, you know, they're smoking pot. And, you know, if you're healthy, that's one thing. But if you're sick, that's going to interact with prescription medicines and affect things like pneumonia. I mean, it's a serious item from a health point of view.
Yeah. I think this goes back to that communication with your doctor, though. You know, you should be able to tell your doctor exactly what's going on in your life. One of the things that we do...
I'm not sure I always want to know. There's a few things best left unsaid.
You know, we've got that 24-page questionnaire that the people that come in for our executive physicals have to fill out before they can see you. It's fascinating when, you know, you could ask somebody, you know, is there anything else you want to tell me? Is there anything you're taking? Have you had any? But when they actually have to go system by system and then get asked very specific questions.
And when they add the one or two typewritten double-spaced pages at the end of it.
Yeah, we've had a couple of those.
Yeah.
Everything you wanted. To know from birth.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you rather have it that way, though, than somebody come in and be evasive?
Oh, of course. It's always best to have that. I mean, well, one we always tell folks about is, you know, tell us what supplements you're taking. So, mm-hmm. You know, and not necessarily just why I take a multivitamin is, you know who the manufacturer is on these supplements. If it's, you know, not obvious that it says vitamin C, that they say, well, I'm taking, you know, Mega this or some, you know, a brand name, bring it in. And I do have patients that they'll bring their sack in with their supplements and say, here, and you'll look. And oftentimes they're taking two or double up on certain things that they don't need to because they're not paying attention to the label, especially older patients.
Sometimes that music means that it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his double D on his red cape. How are you today, Judy?
I'm good. Am I going to find out that I'm smart or I'm not so smart today? Let's go.
All right. A man, let's call him Charlie, is pushing his car along the road when he comes to a hotel. He suddenly shouts, I'm bankrupt! What happened? Why is he bankrupt? A man is pushing his car along a road. He comes to a hotel. He shouts, I'm bankrupt! What happened? Send in your answers.
I guess I'm not too smart today because I don't know the answer. All right, but if you know the answer, here's what you have to do. This is how you get the free copy of the book. First of all, you have to get the riddle right. So you call 844-WELL-100, you give us your information so we know where to send it. If you get the riddle right, you give us the information, the correct answer, and your name, and your address, and your phone number, and then if it's right, we're going to send you a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. It's an award-winning book. We're going to send it to you. We're not going to charge you shipping, nothing, because we want you to stay young and stay healthy. That's our whole MO. That's what we do here. So be sure to do it, or you can always go to that website, stayyoungamerica.com, where you can fill out the Dementia Defender contact form and send it to us via email. You can do it either way, phone us or email it to us.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.